Hey, man, I'm sorry for insulting you, dude.
Well,
I don't mean it.
He's deflecting it anyway, so don't count.
That's true.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together.
This can't
be while you out there chanting that rally, proud being politicians. I'm taking out any money to suck on a humble to get you
out with.
Are you so-called revolution starts,
you call Brian's cancel corner?
And I'll be right down to my chain house death. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
I'd like to apologize.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Sup, sup.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with XX Quantimino. According to this news article from a very reputable source, pollution is causing penises to shrink, warns, quote, this scientist.
Dr. Brian McFly.
Is you normalizing small cocks?
I don't even know why people are still
debating this.
No, yeah, they're debating this. They're acting like this is new. This is like, I've been on this
proven
fucking block.
Science.
What's it called? I've been on this
cloaca talk.
No, on this
the gentle switch.
The great.
You know, when there's a
switch.
Cop, I've been on this
block beat.
Beat. I've been on this beat. Thank you. Cut everything else while I was trying to figure out what that was.
No, man, don't do it.
Okay, so I've been on this beat for a long time. I've been talking about what the singularity,
the singularity.
Genital singularity,
the switch,
which is that pollution is making cocks become pussies, pussies become cocks,
and here we are.
You might have to go back a year.
Yeah, you've been touting this probably since the beginning of climate change. When the rebrand, when it was global warming, when it switched to climate change is the moment you started talking about the genital switch.
Yeah, I didn't really talk about it for
you didn't talk about it as much as you put it on your Zanga.
Go write a blog, Brian.
Yeah,
and he did.
And but I stopped talking about it because people weren't listening, dude. They're like, oh, no, I'll always have a dick. I'm like, well,
we'll see.
People
called you crazy then.
Yeah.
Who's crazy now?
Yeah. 2100, call me then. You won't have a damn cock.
The year.
The year 2100.
In the year
Arthur's like, I don't give a shit.
Arthur is like, up for the next DXQ.
Okay, anyways, so. Well, did you learn anything new on this one?
I didn't read the fucking thing.
No, we just
we've definitely talked about
it. It's so funny that every episode we do, someone does ask, did you read this? And the answer is always no.
It's always no.
And yet we still have hope.
We still always ask.
I think there's a small percentage on Burrito actually.
Yeah, Burrito does.
Burrito almost always does.
Did you read it?
Which one?
The pollution cock thing?
Oh, no, but I did comment on the picture.
Yeah, what'd you say?
He said, what's a condom?
And so I guess the picture in the article is a bunch of different types of fruit.
Phallic-shaped.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And vegetables.
Vegetables.
Yeah, phallic-shaped vegetables that were stand-ins for...
what?
They were different colors.
It looked like...
Or penises. Yeah, they're all different colors.
It looked like
sizes.
The strength of my cellular signal.
And I don't know, it just...
It warmed your heart?
Cockles.
Yeah, yeah. It's analogous to like the diversity when
we
people
are the world?
Talk about all the different kinds of vaginas, you know?
Oh, yeah, because there's meaties and there's thin ones and there's fat ones and small ones.
I think you named them all. Meaties, thin ones, fat ones, and small ones.
It was nice to see some diversity for a change.
Oh,
there he is.
You just wanted
Dickversity,
it.
Huh?
That entire thing was a setup so he could say Dickversity.
Need to get that out in the ether.
He wrote it down. Yeah, we're celebrating Dickversity. When's Dickversity month? December?
Every month!
Every month, Dickversity month. Celebrate your cocks if you got them, and if you don't, celebrate someone else's.
Or just wait for the great genital switch and you'll get
you
one.
You got one. 2100, you got your own.
For as much as there's diversity, when you've seen one, you've seen them all, you know?
Yeah. Happy Brian.
I mean, I think you might stumble across a dick that, like, Jesus Christ, that's a dick?
Yeah.
Or roast beef. Let's think about that.
I saw a woman with a dick.
Yeah.
And it was the biggest dick I've ever seen.
Right.
The biggest dick I've ever seen.
up close and personal.
Slapped up on a woman.
Yeah.
On top of a woman. No, never mind. I'm tired.
Is that when you travel to 2200?
Oh, shit. Well, yeah. We just got fucking women with elephant trunks.
And by the way, if you've been paying attention, I've never said that men have penises and women have vaginas. This nope. has nothing to do with
Are
that.
Are you kindergarten cop?
Are you kindergarten
I'm
cop?
I'm anti that, dude. People think that's cute. Transphobic.
Fuck right. those kids.
Fuck them kids. Now we're talking about peaches.
They're delicious.
They All come right. in a can.
I like
they
how this DXQ
by a man.
Is this you?
Was just peaches.
Tell us about it, Brito. What did you think we were going to talk about?
Just talk about the deliciousness.
We're just going to go around.
There,
we're going to go
there
around.
There were so many different ways that this conversation could go.
We're and sucking I was like, on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time.
Like sex on the beaches?
Peaches, yeah.
I didn't know which way we were going to go with it. We could have been talking about...
Okay, well, I can't...
What
I
was can your gut instinct?
My gut instinct... Oh, go ahead, Brito. Brito, what's your gut?
Could you have been saw talking peaches. About butt?
What's your butt instinct?
Butts. All right. He's going
no,
butts.
No,
this is what the topic's all about. You talk
it's a
about
Rorschach
butts.
Test.
Immediately, what I thought was what Gemini started doing
that
was
song?
Millions of peaches.
Oh,
that's
the United States of America.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
That's where my mind goes when I see peaches.
This is Quantimino right now.
I thought Georgia.
Georgia yeah. peaches, like just peaches in general, like yeah. actual peaches.
Yeah.
Brian McFly.
Succulent.
Okay. What I'm thinking of is every time I go to HEB or wherever, whatever the grocery store is called in Slam City.
Randall's.
But it's like 1L and it's just some dude.
It's called, it's Randy's.
Randy's.
It's called Grundles.
Grundles. It's the Randall's logo, but with a G. At the beginning, Grundles.
So when I see peaches, I think of going to Grundles. And every time I go to Grundles, I get 10 cans.
Cans!
Of peaches.
They were put there by a man.
Dude, you know how much I love food that's in cans. So I
you
I
love
get my meats.
Post-apocalyptic food items.
That's
you
school lunch
like
peaches.
That. Yeah.
People in the bunker are going to get so tired of canned food.
And you're just going to be living your best life.
Dude, pass it over,
you're
mom.
Like, thank God.
I'll take
thank
seconds.
Thank God the world collapsed.
You
thank
eat that?
God. Yeah.
Normalize bunker food is all I'm saying.
And then when you get like the five-year one where it's had time to dry age.
Oh,
my,
oh
God.
My God. And
delicacy.
Fermented? I'm going to relapse on fermented peaches.
He can make
peaches.
Peach wine. Yeah, man.
But I always
peach,
get.
Peach wine.
If you're calorie conscious but still fat like me, what you got to do is you got to get the peaches. In 100% juice or
syrup?
No syrup.
Oh,
and 100% juice. You don't want to get the heavy syrup. It's a lot of sugar. It's delicious, but you can't be doing that.
Because you're drinking the water.
You got to drink it after you eat all the juices. I mean,
hey,
eat all the peaches.
It's juice.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's what
egg.
I think. Is that what you? Is that why you brought it in so we could talk about my peach
the
eating
fuck
habits?
Is juice.
Well, I was going down the path of what Brito started talking about, butts, and then I was going down the path of. Peaches, like in the song The Joker.
I don't know.
Oh, Steve what? Miller Band.
He talks about peaches?
He says, like, I really like your peaches, want to shake that
yeah,
tree.
Yeah.
So what
That's
is he
butt.
What is he,
is
he still talking about?
About
butts?
I like your peaches.
I feel like
your ass?
Peaches once upon a
no,
time meant the
titties.
Front part.
Titties.
Oh, I'm talking
vagina?
Muff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like peaches and cream.
But like, why would he say I'd like your vagina?
Because he's fucking sick.
Plow it.
That's weird to say I like your
it's
vagina.
It's disgusting. It's perverted.
Like, I like your vagina. I want to fuck you.
What do you think, Brito, in the song Steve Miller Band's The Joker?
All right, okay.
But, I don't think
like,
I've ever heard
it's
it.
It's one vagina. Oh, this is why I think it's boobs.
You
boobs are plural.
This.
Yeah, peaches.
Could be butt cheeks, plural. Not vagina. It's singular.
Peaches, yeah.
He's not saying peaches.
Peaches and cream? Isn't that something?
Peaches and cream?
Isn't that a euphemism?
It's an R&B song.
But I think it's a euphemism for pussy, which doesn't make any
sense. Is that
what
they're referencing in Peaches and Cream?
Now, look, I want to talk about this, dude. I want to talk about just imagine a person who, like, either looks at a vagina, mm-hmm. sees a vagina, or he imagines a woman's vagina. That's the first thing he imagines, and that's what makes him want to have sex with a person. Isn't that gross?
That he sees
that
the vagina, he's like,
with
yo.
With a vagina?
Yeah. It's all the way. It's too much. You got to ease your way. And then most of the time, you don't even have to look at it.
All those people, they're at the full nudity strip clubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they are.
Sitting on their taste buds.
They're not even looking at the tits.
No.
They're just eating like...
Oh, no. You're like Quasimodo, dude. Looking up that fucking snatch right now.
Like staring down the fucking eye of Sauron.
What were you saying, Burrito?
Yeah.
Isn't eating a peach supposed to be...
Yeah. Shakespeare.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah. Are you doing research?
Kind of fuzzy.
Much ado about nothing.
Yeah, fuzzy navel? Well, that's different.
Did you know that nothing, when he says nothing, it's vagina.
I like that.
Yeah. Calls it their nothing.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah.
Shakespeare. Yeah. Dirty dog.
He was super dirty.
Yeah.
So let's hear it in context.
Dirty dog.
This is Steve Miller Band, The Joker.
I hear Shakespeare love box.
Yeah. Right
here.
Good song.
So Shaking the Tree.
A lot of foley.
Shaking the Tree is having sex.
You don't think it's finger blasting?
I'd like to think so.
It's just hey, dang, you got a nice box. Let me finger blast it.
I want to shake that tree.
Yeah, she's got a big meaty dick.
She's got a stump,
her peaches, balls.
What's the thing called? The root. Yeah, it's talking about root. The dick root.
It's suggestive without being specific.
So you're saying it could be butts, too?
That's one way to say confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, he is just adoring the peaches. He's not saying what he's doing to them
nice
other than
vagina.
Trying to get them.
Nice vagina.
Let me throw some digits in there, kind of mess it around.
Hey, Vanessa, I like your vagina.
Can I rearrange your inside of your vagina with my fucking dirty fingernails?
Hey, let me make a cobbler with your peaches.
And this is what you could do with one word like peaches.
That's the strength of peaches. How about turn signals? Dude. Here's another word.
Yes. So when you saw this truck.
Yeah, I want to flip your turn signals, man.
Ow!
Or,
wow. Or she's sending me turn signals.
This is the Rorschach
corner.
Or you turn without using the signal, dude. I ain't cool.
I think that's stealthing.
Yeah, dude. You can't be doing that.
Hey,
can't.
Brian.
Can't yes, be changing sir. Lanes without fucking...
Please send me anything but signals that are mixed. Because I can read your rolling eyes.
Wait, is this a fucking lyric?
It's never not.
Turn signals.
Art only speaks in lyric.
In lyric.
Yeah.
So you were pissed off on the road.
That's a good tracer, yeah. It definitely was an inspiration of...
God, when is he not? When are you not?
Once a week.
Anytime you're driving, you're mad.
Once
don't
a
you
week,
love it when the person in front of you keeps their turn signal on for like a long time?
I don't mind that.
Hey, man.
I don't mind that.
Let's talk about
it. I do, because like if I get over into another lane and that guy's got his turn signal on, I'm like, are you going to get over?
No, you're right. Okay. It is annoying, but what's more annoying is that if I'm like at a stop sign or I'm at some, I don't know how to
describe it.
Let's
say it's like an exit or an entrance or there's a left only coming up and there's like a part where all the cars bleed together from like the freeway, like a
zipper
feeder road. No, these people aren't zipping, man, and the traffic's backed up, so you kind of have
they
to
go
let
all
them know
the way.
Early.
They go all the way to the
I like
the
to
last
be an early
second.
Turn signal user.
Me too. But my thing is,
I also
like
to count them.
When you're sitting there and like when you can turn right, okay, I don't know, how, and then someone's coming, and they don't put the turn signal on to say that they're going they're turning where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I have to wait a couple more seconds because you didn't
just
turn on your turn signal.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yep.
And that happens at least once a week.
Just use them. Yep.
Use them.
That's why they're
saying,
there.
Man.
Fuck you.
I needed the backing.
I hear the turn signals on a BMW don't even work.
Oh, my God, dude.
You know, like that
they
one.
Disconnect them for like three more horsepower.
I call them blinkers. Is that weird?
No, I was just thinking about blinker fluid.
Yeah, I call them blinkers.
Okay.
Do you ever change out your blinker fluid?
Dude, I'm gullible, dude. This
it's
ain't real.
It's a fucking
real.
Setup, dude. It's a fucking
electrolytes.
Setup. Yeah, that's how they make your light so bright.
Oh, my God, dude.
How do they make blinker it so fluid. Bright off that one little bulb?
Blinker fluid.
The light like travels through it and
it's
amplifies
fluids. You never heard about fluids? Fluid dynamics.
That's how they work, Brian. Do you believe that?
I don't believe it.
Don't believe it.
All right. Hypothetical meta-analysis of the lyrics to Gloria by Laura Branigan.
There's a lot of... we got a Mick. We're talking about Micks on this show now?
I don't know this song. Do
there's
know
a lot
song?
Of Gloria songs, so I'm going to have to hear this one.
No, this is like the Gloria song. I thought I had this queued up, but hang on
no,
a
there's another. There's a Simon and Garfunkel
the
song.
The Gloria?
So this is Gloria by Laura Branigan.
Uh-huh.
Well, she actually covered the song, but this rose her to popularity, like Billboard Top 100.
Is it a cover of that song you're thinking of?
No. There's a lot of songs
old?
From Gloria. Brian's right.
Song?
But this came from an article about the song meeting, and it says, many think the lyrics of this song tell the tale of a woman engaged in prostitution.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I just wanted to analyze each verse and kind of get
care.
Your feedback on what you guys think when you hear it. So it starts with, Gloria, you're always on the run now. running after somebody. You got to get them somehow. I think you've got to slow down before you start to blow it. I think you're headed for a breakdown, so be careful not to show it.
No. Yeah.
So that's kind of just like an innocent.
I mean, yeah. She sounds like a whore, but not a prostitute.
Yeah, but it gets even crazier.
It gets hotter and heavier, apparently. Oh,
this is one of the like songs that has and that really good buildup till it gets to like the chorus.
More expensive.
And you're like, man, what a story. You really don't remember. Was it something that he said? Are the voices in your head calling, Gloria? Gloria, don't you think you're falling? If everybody wants you, why isn't anybody calling?
Ooh.
You don't have to answer. Leave them hanging on the line, calling Gloria. This is the chorus part. It's like, Gloria, I think they got your number.
On
I think
wall.
They got the alias that you've been living under, but you really don't remember. Was it something that they said? And the voices in your head calling Gloria. It's not deep enough.
It doesn't have to be about prostitution.
Yeah.
Also, it just seems like a bunch of mushy mush. Some mushy,
highfalutin
mushy
words,
mush.
Some big words.
Or just like, I don't even know if it means, I don't think it means anything. Some of these songs out here, dude, on these streets.
No, I mean, like, I think it could be,
anything.
It could be like she's running from her feelings. She's like, it's.
And she, or she's being a slut.
I just like how Brian's not going the direction I thought he would go.
Oh, no. What'd you think
he'd
go?
He just totally took the wrong exit.
Or the right one.
Maybe.
What'd you think Brian was going to say?
Brian McFly was going to say? We're going to talk about mental health here.
That she's what? What do you want me to say? She has BPD. She's a fucking slut. She needs to close her legs, become a housewife, become barefoot like Gemini always says.
Is it a good song?
I made the charts.
Oh yeah. Actually, yeah. This is a banger, dude. What do you think I was gonna say though?
Running
I don't
after
understand.
Somebody you got
she's
to
crazy.
Get. Like, she's just,
she's
like, crazy. A crazy
she
obsessed...
She got voices in
no,
her head.
No, I mean, it just sounds like... This is what every broad goes through this. Every person goes through... They
like,
go
this
through
is
a crazy
like
phase.
The girl that fell off the rooftop bar.
Yeah.
Her name was Gloria.
Yeah.
And she ended up... What was it again? I think they got your number. I think they got your alias. So she had to...
Because she forgot her name.
Not that she forgot her name. She had to hide her shame somehow by changing her identity.
Why was she shamed? Because she fell off a roof? Because
she fell off a rooftop bar and made the news.
I bet she got some settlement money.
Think of how much judgment that girl received by making the news because she fell off a rooftop bar. And
I think she got more judgment being fucking left while she was in a coma.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because
ghosted and made the news.
Well, yeah, because everyone knew that she wasn't really putting out, dude.
Because
that
was
time
in a coma?
When she was in a coma? That's shameful, dude. Even when you're in a coma, that's your godly
run.
Duty.
I mean, you've seen Keith. You
can't earn any money when you're in a coma.
You've seen 8-Ab Keith, right? Yeah. Him forcing him to go without pussy for 3 months?
We're also we're referencing a news story from a different episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's talk about it.
So a lady fell off a rooftop
bar. But she ended up in a coma for 5 months.
Uh-huh.
And when she got out of the coma, remember she had a fiancé.
3 months.
Ghosted her. Okay, 3 months.
And then she had amnesia for 2 months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so...
From the trauma of being dumped or ghosted?
It was probably the brain trauma.
So the 2 months earlier?
No, after the 3 months of her being
in
a coma, she woke up, she didn't know anything for 2 whole months.
Yeah.
And then she's like, wait a minute, I got like a man waiting for me. This is awesome.
I got
a dude.
8-Ab Keith.
8-Ab Keith, I remember his hot 8-Abs. Oh no, it's been 5 months, he's probably been fucking around on me. I better call him.
Did we ever ask Brian if he was 8-Ab Keith, how would he treat the situation? Would you stick with her?
I would.
As long as you could like... Hit it while she's in a coma?
I would be hitting him. I would be cheating on her. And then when she woke up...
You'd be hitting it and cheating on her? My man!
Wait, hitting it hurt? Hitting it with her?
While she's in a coma.
No, that's brave.
What? No, it's not.
She signed a letter of consent.
Yeah.
If she were ever
in
a coma.
Agreement.
I don't think I would like that.
Yeah?
I'm not into the
Ryan's
Cosby.
Just trying to save himself.
I mean, most of the women that you sleep with are already, like, in a coma state.
Shit!
Got him.
Anyways, dude, about this, I know you wanted me to go in one direction, Arthur, but all I can say is this woman sounds like she's just out there. She's trying to find herself, and that's fine. I'll give her a little time to go out there and be crazy and find herself, and she's always going to come back to me.
So
and
you
of
don't think
I'm not
Gloria
her,
is a prostitute?
No.
Could be, but it doesn't sound like it.
But do you think she's a crazy girl?
I think Roxanne was a prostitute.
Yeah, she didn't have
to put out
that red light.
Yeah.
I think Gloria is like sleeping with women.
Oh, maybe that's what he's saying. He's saying, girls, stop munching box. Come back to
Cox.
Tried and true.
Come back to Cox. Quit your munching box. That's not as soft spoken as whatever the lyrics were.
Not me. All right.
We can move on to the banana trick, which isn't a trick at all.
No, what it's not an actual trick.
It's banana just trick. Stealing.
Shoplifting.
It's just stealing.
Is that a banana in your pocket?
Nope. Tricked you. Now you have to let me go because you guessed incorrectly. It's a television. So
how do you do this? I was just thinking, okay, so you put the expensive item on the scale and you ring it up as bananas. So bananas is like one of the cheapest things you could get at the grocery store, right? I can't argue that, you know? And yeah. It's by weight, so.
Yeah.
You're getting steaks for banana prices.
Yeah.
Oh, I wait.
Wow. Well, yeah, it is thievery, but
so
I don't
know. So we all agree it's thievery?
I'm pro-thievery.
So you would pull this off, Brian?
I don't.
He wouldn't.
I'm scared.
If you're pro-thievery, why else would you not pull this off?
He doesn't care if other people are.
No.
And I would,
I'm scared of
repercussions.
Because at some point in my life,
a criminal record,
stealing changed the course of my life. And yeah. I went to rehab.
Tell us about it, Brian!
I think I've already talked about it.
No, you can talk about it again.
No,
listeners are listening, man.
I was stealing pills from a pharmacy. I don't.
How'd you get in there?
I don't.
I was working there.
Oh shit! He was from the inside.
But like I said,
job.
I'm not against thievery. I'm just think it's like wise for me to
abstain.
Just like I want to, you know. Sometimes I want to get drunk, bitch. But I have to abstain. I'm not against alcohol.
How about love? Are you against love? You can get drunk on love too, man.
Is that so? How do you do that?
Love, man.
You should try it.
How do you do that?
Like when you like
eating
fully
peaches.
Commit.
You fully commit? You think that'll
get you drunk again?
Dude, you get hella drunk. Don't even try it, Brian.
I go to AA. I'm like, they're like, you drank? I'm like, nah, man. I fucking fell head over heels.
Hell over heels, man.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I'm addicted to this box,
hey,
man.
Shit, dude. No, you know, it's not even the. And they're like, the box? I'm like, no, it's not even the box. It's just like that feeling of like being loved by someone else and sharing
just
something.
Just basking in their.
Sharing something nice and
the mutual beauty of our affection for each other.
And just like growing older, you know, and like having a kid and like. Anyway, so I'm pretty
fucked up. Your box is just like.
Fucking bitch.
That's a hilarious skit called The Relapse.
Brian finds love, the relapse, but somehow relapse. Ends back up in rehab.
And yeah, it's hilarious because like then your character just like breaks it off because you think this is an addiction thing. Yeah. Like, it's like self.
She's like, what? I want to start a life with you. I'm like,
I don't think you're good for me, baby. I've been down this road. That's so hilarious, man.
Monkey's out of the
box. It's like, I'm saying this to her and she's holding our baby.
Yeah,
I guess the way it ends.
Yeah,
that's
and
a good
like
skit.
You have like an 18 year old kid
baby?
Too.
Yeah,
like you've lived an entire life.
Hey, Brian,
on her deathbed.
That one's free.
That one's
what if
free.
It gets uploaded?
I mean, we all developed it together.
Well, I kind of think I did.
I was feeling Gemini Jackson.
all you
the
did was say it was a
it
sketch.
Says,
I was doing
by
the sketch.
Gemini Jackson.
Yeah.
No, man.
It was co-written. We'll run the tape back.
The ideas that fell on the floor or got hit delete on. Those were yours.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. True or false? No one goes anywhere to, quote, just order fries. Emphasis on just.
Anybody? Have you
anybody
ever
go
done
to a place?
It? First off, have you ever done it?
Is poutine.
No. Okay. Just fries.
Mm. McDonald's.
Any kind of loaded
women
fries
do it. Women do it all the time when they're not hungry.
It's funny that you're bringing that up. I got a story.
Oh, God. Sometimes I just want fries from McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's. Or it's always a Diet Coke and fries.
I've seen
not
someone
just
do it.
Fries.
I've been in the drive-thru and someone just ordered fries. I get it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's true or false.
One or another.
It's rare.
So what's your story on this?
Oh, I just saw a lady order just one item. I thought that was weird. I always think it's weird when someone goes to a place that you're supposed to kind of make a meal of. You know what I mean?
Does she look poor?
No, not at all.
Really?
Oh, guess what she ordered? It's lunchtime and it's not supposed to be there. Go.
Month's what? Time?
It's not supposed
it's
to
lunchtime
be there.
And it's not supposed to be there.
In the meal?
Milk
or
shake?
On the menu.
Oh, honey butter chicken biscuit?
You're on the right track. We're at Mickey D's.
Oh, pancake?
Close.
McGriddle.
It's like that. It's like one of the hugest breakfast
the biscuit.
Item.
The McMuffin.
Yes.
Really?
She ordered a McMuffin?
Was she hot?
She was Brian hot.
Wow.
I know we've been down this
she was
path.
A solid four.
Oh, wow, dude. Yeah. She was fat as hell,
she
huh?
was well-dressed. She seemed like she was maybe on a little bit of hard times, but kept it together, you know? Needed Brian to slip some of those pills over the pharmacy counter, you know? Probably already. Maybe
I wasn't stealing for anyone else, dude.
No, come twisted. On, man.
You'd steal for pussy, though, wouldn't you?
No, I didn't tell him. I wasn't. No.
Yeah, why would you risk your fucking
if
supply
If he was stealing
chain?
For himself, too.
What's that?
If you were stealing for yourself, too, and there was just that additional, hey, if I grab a couple more... For Gloria,
Gloria hole.
Yeah, I might.
We didn't even say that Gloria hole.
But it was my, you know, I didn't tell anyone, dude, for a long time. I was very good at not telling anyone. So I don't think I would tell a woman.
Yeah.
Unless she said, oh my God, it's just, if I could just find one or two Klonopins, I would totally I would suck a dick for it. I might go, I think I, I know a guy. I wouldn't tell her why I got it.
Because that'd be like $14 worth of Klonopin for a blowjob.
I know, dude.
I think,
worth it.
I think it's okay. I think that's a great exchange rate.
Yeah. And let's say you were so confident you're not going to get caught. I know there's a chance you could be caught.
I was.
But there's no way. No, we're a make-believe right now.
Make-believe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell her. I would just say I have found some Klonopin.
Getting a couple Klonopin for a girl to get a blowjob?
No.
So where are we at?
He was caught with the pills.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
But I'm saying we're in make-believe and you're not going to get caught.
Okay. So
you
what
would totally do it.
Yeah, of course.
I wouldn't have to tell her where I got the Klonopin.
Right.
What if she just asked you right before she was...
No. I said, I got it from a friend, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. I paid a dude $10 for it. Now suck my dick for $10 worth of pills. Can I talk to your friend? No. I have to be the middleman. Otherwise, I don't get my dick sucked for $10.
And back to the banana trick.
Okay.
Would you pull the banana trick to get your dick sucked?
Me?
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to like misconstrue it. I have stolen since then. But I just try not. You know, I try not to.
You have stolen since then?
Hearts. You know, from like corporations.
He always steals hearts.
From airports sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
In the past.
How do you steal from the airport? Like the food court?
No, like...
Like you go into the... What's it called?
Newport News? The magazine.
A few years ago, I stole a pillow.
Book? A pillow?
A book, huh?
No, not a book.
Which book was it?
Dean Koontz. You think I'm stealing Dean Koontz?
Stephen King.
Dean Koontz.
You stole a neck pillow and you still like bring it around every time we fly. You're just flaunting it.
I don't know if I stole that one.
So what are you doing here, Brian? You just going up and taking it and not paying for it?
Well, yeah, I try it on and then I go... This is what you do. You got to pay for something. So I pay for an M&M, like a pack
of M&M's.
But he
already has it on. They assume that's
already. And if they say, did you pay that? I go, oh my God, I forgot. And I take it off and I pay for it.
But if not.
If not, you have a pillow.
Fucking crooks, man.
That's the banana trick.
Yeah, dude. Wait. So what about you, dude? Is this like, are you trapping me? Are you just
sending the tape to the FBI?
Yeah, man.
Are you just doing this to get me to admit
shit? This is Brian McFly. Confession.
My life as a thief is over, unless you're in an airport.
Statue of limitations.
Then you're on fucking notice. All right, true or false? Oh, no, we already did that one.
Wait,
last one.
Real quick, though, Brian, I mean Burrito.
What?
Would you pull the Brian airport pillow
the
trick?
Banana?
Yeah, Brian's banana
don't
trick.
Think so.
You pay for the pillow. So. You're like, oh, I forgot to pay for this.
Now, look, my likelihood, I would not do this from like a mom and pop situation. I just want that.
Just
there is
to the man.
There's some ethics to it.
Big business only.
Only big business only, baby.
Big business only.
Or if you're fucking me, dude, if you're an airport and you're literally fucking me on the price of a pillow, eat my
ass.
Yeah,
how much was that pillow MSRP?
$30.
It was probably $30 at the store, and you could probably get it at Walmart for like $8.99.
All right. Tort talk. All right, we were talking about lawsuits and shit. Big dollar verdicts for
car accidents. You see these accident and injury commercials where they're like $10 million paid out.
But it's always some catastrophic injury.
Like a tragic accident.
In order to get this $10 million. $10 to get your
dick
sucked.
You know what we're talking about, Brito?
Settlements.
High payout settlements.
$10 million.
Yeah. All right. So what would you give up for $10 million? What's the most you would concede? Like your whole leg?
I'd lose the ability to walk.
You don't care much for it anyway right now.
That's true. Exactly my point.
Yeah, because you can get like fake legs.
Yeah. I mean, anything with your hands would make life a lot more difficult.
But the legs, I've seen people with no legs or that just have the prosthetics that walk normally.
And they seem like they're having a great time.
And also they get to be like, you know, disabled.
They get cool parking spots. They don't weigh as much as they should.
They get to call people out for saying bad words.
That they're, yeah.
Spaz.
They can go after Lizzo, lasagna.
Yeah, I lose a couple legs. Maybe
both
one
your
arm.
Legs and one arm for 10 mil?
I don't want to like, I'm going to start by saying one
you're
leg.
Yeah.
Let's say they throw your penis
in there
too.
But the max which you would give up is two legs and an arm.
No. Just max is two legs or one leg, one arm. Something like that.
I think I'd rather give up two legs than even one arm.
I would
arm.
Too, yeah.
Would you I'm give just up saying your legs before you gave up your penis?
What's that?
Would you give up your legs before you gave up your penis?
Yes. Of course. What?
What's the point of having legs?
I would give up
if you don't
all
have
my
a dick?
Extremities for,
let's say,
to save my dick.
Okay.
Okay, so like you got in this massive car accident. The doctor says, all right, we can save
your
entire
blood in
body.
Your body.
We can save your entire body, but we have to amputate your dick. Are there any other options? Yeah, we could cut off both your legs, both your arms, and sew your mouth shut.
Sew your mouth shut!
Yeah, I can say suck my dick with like one of those computer
Stephen
like,
Stephen Watkin thing.
Yeah, Stephen
Watkins. He's the smarter one. I don't know if you guys heard of him, Stephen Watkins. He's Slam City's version of an astronomer.
Stephen Watkins.
Stephen Watkins.
The Juan Colorado of Stephen Hawkins.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I would do that. I don't.
I think two legs below the knees, I could do. The whole leg up to the butt cheek might be. I don't know. That seems.
It's hard, but
uncomfortable.
Dude,
10 million.
Let's say it's like 2050, the year 2050, and
you can get a robot leg.
Is pretty good at that point.
Yeah. But I don't think you can get a robot leg for fucking $10 million in 2050.
See, that's the crazy
dude.
Part is like, if you wanted some good shit, it's probably going to cost you a decent amount.
An arm and a leg, probably.
Oh, hey! Oh, my God, everybody! We got jokes on fucking Thank y'all for coming!
The whole segment to set that shit up.
Oh, we're ending the show again, huh?
Yeah, right.
That's all we did, man.
Take your severed leg and shove it up your ass.
Julio Diaz, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Diaz today. We'll regret it tomorrow. Julio Diaz.
And this is the news. Top of the hour.
I'm sorry. I was on Tinder, dude.
Grindr, be honest.
Yeah. Elephant kills 70-year-old and then returns to trample her corpse at funeral in India.
Jesus Christ. You know what they say?
The elephant never forgets.
Oh, shit. Do you think...
motherfucker held a grudge. He's like, really? This bitch. And he killed her.
Now, what do you think she did?
Her out. Probably called it a cocksucker.
Or hit it with a whip or something.
Wild elephant lifts woman's corpse from funeral pyre and tramples it after killing her. I mean, that kind of rules.
The thing was, like, apparently the elephant didn't fuck with anybody else, just got this bitch out the pyre and, like, said,
pyre?
Like a fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait,
like a bundle of sticks?
Like a Viking funeral.
Yeah. Like a massive bundle of sticks and they put a person in there.
What's a bundle of sticks?
Yeah.
Like a pyre.
Like, what's...
You tell us, Brian.
They build it pyre and pyre.
Oh, no. That's right. Wait, they... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
An elephant and he's... it's a paywall.
To read
I want to know what
it.
She did, dude. Look, I'm not one to victim blame. You guys know that.
Yeah, no.
Maybe she cheated on him.
Oh, my God. She cheated on the elephant? Yeah. And the elephant's like, you know what, bitch? No.
I'll never find a cave of a vagina like that.
Right.
Animals get jealous, dude.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
Would you consider yourself an animal, Brian?
Yes.
Do you get jealous?
Well,
I wanna fuck
those are two
you
different,
like an animal.
So two different questions.
Two different circles.
So Brian doesn't get jealous, ladies. So
yeah, you can fuck around him all you want. Just as long as you suck his dick for $10.
Bring back barnacles.
Yeah, I don't get jealous because I don't have any. Main hoes. You know,
the only main hoe he's got is the open road.
Man, if I catch that open road, dude, stepping out.
And this elephant tusk.
What about the tusk?
I said, you have the open road and this elephant tusk.
Oh, yeah. Just shove it right up my keister.
Use your imagination.
Right up my keister.
Speaking of funerals, woman charged with felony after spitting on corpse and casket at funeral home.
Bleaking.
She got like a grudge as well. She's like, you know what? I outlived you.
Oh, my God.
She got arrested. Felony.
During a viewing.
Felony spitting.
Guys.
She should have swallowed. That's what.
Wow, that's the problem. The problem was she was sucking the corpse's dick off. She giving him something to talk about. The corpse cummed after the life. Like, you know, sometimes you can. I don't know.
Yeah.
You popped her in the face and she spit it. Felony.
Yeah, disrespectful. Not only disrespectful, but illegal, apparently.
Illegal, you got to swallow.
Guys, what do you think spitting? About people? I think that once it's a corpse... We need to stop treating it like it's a person.
It no longer has rights.
That and, I mean, I get it. It's more.
It's representational of the person it used to be.
But it's not.
It's a living memory. Well, not living.
I guess you don't want people
artifact.
Just like chopping them up and stuff. I mean, I guess you want to like, I would say city ordinance. You
cannot. Proper disposal.
You cannot chop up a body and you can't spit on a body. City ordinance, you get a slap on the wrist. But I mean, it's kind of a, like a, this is like a, like a remnant of the past.
Corpses?
No, just like thinking that the corpse, you know, believing that corpses still have the person within them somehow.
Uh-huh.
It's like a, this is from like the
archaic thinking,
dude. That's a fucking, that's a, just a pile of meat.
You're saying we need to progress past this.
We need to progress to the point where we just fucking do whatever we want with corpses. What I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
What I'm
is that sometimes you gotta dig them up.
Not that bad.
And soak them in warm water.
Soak them, just warm them up a little bit. What, you're gonna,
a little bit.
You're gonna
room
fuck
temp.
A cold.
A room temp pussy?
Room temp pussy, get out of here.
Get out
dude.
Of here. You're in a nice bath. Plus, there's like bugs and shit. Yeah, clear it out. There's 100 cockroaches in
yeah,
there.
Get out of there. What, you pay, what, they paid you $2,000 for this? There's so many references
bullshit.
To the last episode. You gotta listen to the last episode.
Listen to them all.
Listen to them all, yeah. Keep going backwards.
Anyways, J-Mark, cut that whole rant that I just did about the... Don't cut it from the show, but
make it a
cut
clip.
It and then send it to me in an email, because I think it's great.
He's gonna send it to some producers, see how far we can get this to go. Single beaver caused mass internet, cell service outage in northern BC. Do you see the picture of this fucking guilty-ass beaver?
Really? The last beaver to break the internet was Kim Kardashian.
Hey, needed it.
End hey. In the fucking episode, Scram! Dude.
Yeah.
After every punch, we just fucking ended. Okay.
This is like... Have you ever seen Bernie Mac Step Jam?
Yeah.
Yeah, after every joke, he goes, hit it! And the DJ plays a song.
So, like, they put a picture of a beaver on the headline.
Just look at
like
a stock photo, though.
I was like, is this the beaver? You can't do man. This. This is they're pinning it on an innocent beaver, man. He's going to be fucking going to the other beavers. They're like, dude, that's him. He fucking cut off the internet. Plus, he got red teeth.
Like, yeah, do you hear about Gerald, dude?
Yeah, Gerald cut the internet, man. That's why I can't get my wank material. Thanks, Gerald.
Yeah, you know what? They're not...
Bullshit!
Yeah, they'll do a retraction, but no one reads the retraction.
No. He's tainted. He shut down X-Hamster.
Yeah, all it takes is an allegation these days.
Hey, done. Burrito, which He's beaver canceled. Would cause a mass internet outage in your neck of the woods?
What?
Jillian Anderson.
Which beaver? Ooh.
Just pick one.
Is that what you said, which beaver?
Yeah, Jillian Anderson.
Jillian Anderson.
That's a good one.
Well, like right now.
It's a good beaver right there.
Yeah, that would crash servers, or it actually did maybe one day.
You know, that's a beaver who likes beaver.
Yeah, so like here. So I hear. So is Rebel Wilson, apparently.
Really?
Yeah,
I liked her better fat.
Yeah. She looks weird now.
She looks fucking weird. She's got a square jaw. Sorry, Rebel.
Michigan becomes third state to legalize digital license plates.
This is dumb as hell.
It's the dumbest fucking idea
It's dumb
ever.
As hell. I read
this
into it a little bit.
Dumb as hell.
It's a subscription service, too. It's like 20 yeah. bucks a month to have
what?
A digital license plate.
And it'll
Give
cancel your plate.
They be flexing
if your car gets stolen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It doesn't say anything but your license plate number.
One thing I thought
Can
could
it
be
scroll,
cool.
Like yeah. messages?
No.
I was hoping for some messages.
No, that's against the law.
Damn. Really?
Yeah, otherwise people would have fucking ticker
have
tape saying, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Oh,
all the time.
Get off my damn ass,
Got
bitch.
Judge
yeah.
shit in the house.
Dude,
Use your blinker.
If we had
yeah,
ways
signal, bitch.
To talk to other cars, yeah. oh my God, the fatalities would go through the roof.
Or there might just be some some classic rap.
Nope.
Well, I think you're going to, it could be a rap.
Nope.
A rascal saying, if you're reading this, the bitch fell off.
No.
That's just good, clean fun.
Yeah, but then that would piss somebody off.
Yeah.
Can't say bitch on a ticker tape. It's
you could say it on a t-shirt,
My
though,
dad would be outraged.
So. Yeah.
You could put on a bumper sticker. Maybe that's how you get your messages out.
That is.
That is. That and is nobody reads that shit because there's too many messages.
Yeah,
the
Christ
messages,
Christmas.
I'm not going to, never mind.
Keep the Christ and Christmas
yeah,
coexist.
That's my favorite one.
Keep the Christ and Christmas.
Keep Christ and Christmas.
Yeah. That was like a 24-hour day, 7 days a week, like every day of the year you can have that bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Ryan has it.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it.
That's
I don't want to make things awkward.
It's just a bumper sticker.
It's just a bumper sticker. I believe it, but I don't want it. I'm not going
to
try
to. You wear it
to
look more covert so the cops don't pull you over. Because who's going to pull over that car?
If there's anything the cops believe in, it's Christmas and it's keeping the sanctity of our Lord back in the Christmas spirit and everything.
It'd be great if they pulled you over and you just start with keep Christ in Christmas.
And they're like,
okay.
License and registration.
Okay. Well, okay, yeah.
Can you step out of the car
yeah,
so I can
drinking?
Beat you?
So okay. I can beat you?
Yeah. With this Christmas tree. With this Christmas Yule log.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of Yule logs, Shelbyville men net catfish with adult toy in stomach in southern Indiana.
French tickler.
Is that what it was?
Oh.
Now, this is interesting.
Sure. This is like plastics waste that we're microplastics formed into a dildo.
Slave City used to have a trope.
Yeah.
Where fish were often used
as dildos.
Or fish ended up in many orifices.
No, not many, and just dudes' butts.
Yeah, mini dudes' butts.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the same orifice across dudes.
But this, I see. This right. is a toy inside of a fish. Not the other way around.
Yeah, think about it, dude.
It's like a Russian nesting doll if you stick that thing up your butt.
Wait, how about, okay, wait. Is there a way that you can get the dildo sticking out of the fish's mouth and then it fucks your ass while you're fucking the fish's
It's called a
ass.
Fish fuck.
Fishception.
Yeah, anyways, I'll think of more about how to...
the logistics of fucking fish is the name of your book.
His biography, autobiography.
Logistics of fucking fish. It has a nice sound to it.
It's not bad. It's like cellar door.
If you opened up a catfish and there was an adult toy inside...
Yeah, I'm throwing that catfish all the way away.
Would you eat it?
No. That catfish is going in the fucking trash. If I find a fucking dildo in a catfish...
Yeah.
Guess what?
I don't eat that catfish, and I no longer eat any catfish ever because they're all dirty. Dude, throw them all away.
Now you can go on to the next catfish.
Also has a dildo in it.
Oh my god!
It's a dildo lake.
Couple branded takeaway police for measuring pizza, proving it wasn't 15 inches.
I like how the internet turned on these people like they're fucking corporate shills. Holy shit, dude! This is probably a smear campaign from whoever the pizza chain was. Because wouldn't you be upset if you ordered a 15-inch pizza and it came back 12 inches?
That's a lot. Wait, thinking about...
wait, tell me what's going on here again.
They measured the pizza.
Just remember when footlongs were measured and weren't actually footlongs? Yep. This is kind of the same story on a smaller scale. So they...
Wait, so everyone's getting mad at the couple?
Pizza? Yeah.
Yeah.
Calling them nerds and narcs.
Nerd!
Okay, well, you're the bootlickers.
You are bootlickers. You're corporate
you
shills.
Fucking pieces of shit.
Fucking breadstick lickers.
God. Wow, oh, there fuck. It is. Breadstick fuck. Lickers.
Ew, that's offensive.
What was the pizza place? Was it the best pizza
Dragon.
Place? Which is Papa John's?
Dragon.
No, it's this local joint called McFly's.
Oh, neato.
McFly's and McRipioffs.
Oh, man.
Come on, dude. I don't need... Don't be talking that
Dragon.
Crap. That's crap.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese soccer goalkeeper. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at deflecting the three other Slam City hosts' insults every week. So strap on those gloves and get ready because these headlines are coming in hot from the top of the 18. This is Burrito's Nippon News. Sing with this segment.
Ooh woo.
Ooh woo.
Ooh woo. I was never a goalkeeper.
Yeah. It don't seemed... like balls flying at your face.
Yeah, seemed difficult
it's
to
a fat
me.
Ball. It's a fat kid's game, I think, right?
Goalie because he can't run after the other balls? I don't think
right?
so. I
no,
think
I
you got to be pretty
move.
Fit.
You gotta, well, if you're a spry fatty.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah, you take up more space in the goal and you're quick.
Yeah, I feel like our goalkeepers are always a little bit
that's what I'm saying,
bigger.
Dude.
Wow.
So, anyways, all right. See you guys later.
But yeah, so I might not get to be a goalkeeper if
automation is putting goalkeepers out of work. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Dude.
Exactly. Oh, first the truckers.
AI.
Yeah.
AI powered super great robo goalkeeper is employed at a sports center in Saitama.
Jesus Christ.
How are you supposed to beat that?
It's a robot, man.
Yeah, and it's remarkably accurate in blocking
of course.
Balls.
It's a robot.
Of course it's a fucking robot. You would think
robot.
It would be able to.
Its thought process is faster than that of humans.
You can actually
wait, did I need to say that in accent?
Yeah, go
say
ahead.
The thought process is... What was the rest of it?
Wait, oh, is that a quote?
Greater than that in humans.
Yeah.
What is that a quote
it's
from?
It's far superior to
I
humans.
Robot?
I don't know. It's some sci-fi shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're riding some sci-fi shit right now.
Yeah.
We invented our universe.
Difficulty
it's called Goalkeeper.
Oh, really? So it can, like, cheat?
That's so...
It's cheating in general.
It says you can adjust it all the way up to 99% blocking.
Wow. Rate. Why would you ever want to do that?
I guess it's so you can, like, practice, like, different people have different...
Practice failing.
It's not an actual player.
Doesn't this ruin the game? Like, just like, because
it's like batting cages
or golf.
It's not like
virtual golf.
It's because it's like for training.
Because look, because if you beat the goalkeeper,
then you're fucking good, man.
You know, I'm saying you have it on like 70 or something. There's part of you that says, oh, I only beat it on 70%. If you turn up to 99%, you can't fucking beat it. So there's
That's why you have to push yourself.
No satisfaction.
You
at
can
any
compete
level.
With your bros to see how high you can go.
That's
goes.
True. That's the only, you got to have the human element, okay?
Right.
I'm an anti-robot guy.
Wow.
Robot?
That's how you pronounce it. So that puts a stink on it.
I only consume robot content from like before the 1950s, and they always pronounced it robot.
They did.
Really?
Yeah.
Robots. Yeah.
So anyways, go on. Cut every time I say anyways. I shouldn't be saying it that much. J-Mark?
That's all I want to talk about. just this robot.
And?
Speaking of.
Ooh, canned food.
We eat, canned, did you know they have canned omelets?
I don't know that you should or shouldn't.
From a Japanese vending machine, because I love vending machines.
Vending machines,
and the
huh?
things that come out of it, yeah.
Hey, can we make a pact real quick, Burrito? I want to put this on tape.
Vend it like
hey,
Beckham.
Burrito, I want to make a pact, we'll put this on record.
What's up?
If you ever go back to Japan, you have to bring back some vending machine panties.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Panties.
No. Panties specifically.
I'm going to put them on my head.
And it could just be one.
I wonder
something.
I could find
them. Yeah, I saw them.
What the fuck?
Yeah, what do you
at
mean?
At the sex
dude?
Shop.
You saw some?
Japan has everything.
They got them at
it's
the
like,
sex
you know
shops.
Where the panties are.
Yeah, Japanese.
They're vending machines. That's where they're at.
That's why they call the country Japan. Because it's short for Japanties. We're really just out here.
Wild out.
Japan is short for Japanties.
There's partial truth
man,
in that.
No, there's zero out. Truth.
No. The origin.
Think about it, dude.
Yeah, think about it.
So, Brayden, are we making this pact?
Yeah, I'll get you some...
Some canned omelet some and Japanties.
All right, back to canned omelets. Brito's getting us some
back to canned
machine panties.
So this is, this is dashimaki, which is like is a real thin omelet. And
No. Oh, my
I'm
God.
Out!
Oh, it's got, it's got fucking rolled. Hot dog water.
That looks like dog food.
This looks like
whoa,
fucking flan, dude. Looks
no.
like a brain.
That consistency has got to be fucking garbage.
Oh, no. Imagine the smell.
Holy shit, bro.
Imagine the smell. That, I bet that's pungent.
It's like gray matter,
like,
dude.
It's just egg that's rolled up and stored inside of this fluid.
You got hollandaise in there?
Amniotic.
Stock. Yeah.
Dude, it's like grayish.
You guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been
wow,
in a can.
It's got 5 stars.
Or
oh, it's only $4. Huh?
No, that's it.
It's some might say three too many.
Tell me that you would try it.
What's the verdict?
I mean, I'm a can man.
I might try
what's
this.
The verdict on that?
I'm out. A can man.
Did they say it? Did they say it was good or bad?
Yeah. What did this review site that doesn't sponsor us say?
It says it had an elegant, refined flavor thanks to the Kyoto style soup stock that's used. Which gave it the quality of an omelet you'd enjoy at a Japanese restaurant.
Yeah, okay.
Did you pay for that review, you dumb fucking piece of shit?
Yeah. There's nothing I like more than wet eggs. Wet cooked eggs.
Now,
wet
if you're
eggs.
In the bunker, not bad.
Yeah, I mean, when you got that's no options.
Yeah, when everything's been exhausted.
That's when the world shuts down.
Everything,
omelets.
Dude. Cat in a can, you know about that?
Cat in a can?
That's a
cat
that's
a can.
Off-brand of Pocket Puss. It's a off-brand
cat in a can.
So, so
well,
you
like in
omelet?
Post-apocalyptic world, you save
you
your cans,
dude.
And then you put a cat, a literal cat, in there, and then you fuck that thing.
Well, you know, you wait for the cat to die, and then you cut a like can-sized shape
out of
their asshole,
right.
And then you shove it in the can. And
hey, Brian, you know what you need in the apocalypse? Some steam, because you lost it all.
Oh,
what are you talking about, dude?
No,
you didn't like the thing.
You tell me you didn't like the thing where you cut the asshole of the cat?
Dead cat?
What the hell, dude?
You didn't like the second
that's
where
a good
he's
bit.
Where he's fucking dead cat buttholes?
In a can?
I like that it's specifically its butthole, too. I mean, like...
think about that. Well, because...
It's the presentation.
You can't choose the cat. It might be a boy cat.
Right. Sometimes it's a boy cat.
Aren't there... I mean...
How often do you cut holes? Really, how often do you cut holes? That's what got me. It's like when you get to the point of cutting a hole.
We out.
There's something terribly wrong going on right now.
Yeah, the world ended.
Have to cut a hole.
The world ended.
Come with a package.
The world ended.
Oh, you're pissed because is that a real
product?
Flashlight?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Well, guess what, dude? It's fucking post-apocalyptic world.
If it's post-apocalyptic, your fleshlight is going to survive the apocalypse.
I don't have one. Man. I forgot to bring one with me in the bunker.
It melted.
I didn't have time.
It melted.
Did you forget by choice?
No, it just, I was
Did
rush.
You just really just want to fuck dead cat assholes?
Like, at the point of the apocalypse, there's this checklist that they hand out. And on that checklist,
okay, I didn't get
number
it.
One
fleshlight.
I was sleeping.
You're sleeping through the apocalypse.
No, that's when like, they handed out the
that's
checklist.
That's like track 2 on your album.
Sleeping through the apocalypse?
Yeah.
Man, dude, you need to like...
That's deep.
You're a good title man, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We
and
just
you need
keep
to cover Glory on that record. What is it? The Iris Experiment?
The Iris
Gloria?
Experiment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Laura Branigan
Gloria,
cover.
Gloria.
All right. Speaking of food.
Speaking of food. A hotel guest who boiled crabs in room's kettle, angry to have to pay for damages.
I guess it made the kettle stink, huh?
These must have been small crabs.
This
it was his own crabs.
It was crab lice.
This hotel claimed $308 US
holy
in damages.
Shit.
From
a
guest who,
bullshit,
over a stay of several days, used the electric kettle in their room to boil crabs on two occasions. The hotel said that the makeshift cuisine caused an odor that was difficult to remove and made them unable to rent room for days.
I bet the whole room smelled like
shit. I'll believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, normally I'm not on team, what's it called?
Corporation.
Plaintiff? No.
Defendant.
Defendant. I am usually.
So, well, yeah, it says you're a criminal defendant.
Criminal defendant, but I'm not on the side of the corporation, but this time, dude.
It says $130 for the deodorization of the room and $38 for a new kettle.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That sounds pretty reasonable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm also on board with this person trying because that's kind of cool. When I've been in a hotel room, I'm
he
like,
wants
wait,
crabs.
I got a microwave. I'm not putting a crab in a microwave.
Yeah, fuck out of here. I need to boil this shit first, then I'll put it in the microwave.
Yeah, later.
The guest says that the air purifier was turned on while cooking, and there was no written rule against boiling crabs.
Wow,
in the
we're talking now. I'm back on board. This is my client, Your Honor. This is my client.
First of all, have you ever tasted crab? Not bad.
It's delicious.
Well, that was the show.
Is this a MIDI version of Gloria? Or that's
no, that's how it goes.
That's our one. Wow, dude.
We used to just be able to get MIDI on radio.
Shit, dude, they just pulled. They just brought a Casio into the studio.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Brian. What? Where are you gonna stick it?
I don't know. I don't even know if I want to say it anymore. But I don't have enough steam left to say it. You know what, Arthur?
Steam
how about
crabs?
You take a cut-out asshole, cut-out cat asshole, and shove up your ass?
Shove the cut-up cat asshole up your ass, and then put a sticker in that cat's asshole.
Yeah, dude.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em! Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farm Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da that too much?
Hit him up.